Hey everyone, I'm Brent Lambert, guest editor for Escape Pod's Black Future Month special event, and I'm hyped to read your science fiction stories. Submissions are open through the end of March. Find all the details at escapepod.org. Looking forward to seeing your submissions.
Welcome to another Slice of Sci-Fi. I'm Summer Brooks, and with me today are filmmakers Jeff Desom, Saman Kesh, and Dugan O'Neill. They are the directors and also writers of the three segments of the new movie Doors, which is a sci-fi thriller that explores how humans react when unknown things from outer space or parallel dimensions come and mess with their brains. Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good. How are you?
Good synopsis. I like
it. Yeah, that was really good, actually. We should
use that. That's how I should have pitched the whole film.
All right. I know.
Cool. You can steal that. You can have that. Yeah. It's all yours. Great. All yours.
Great.
Now, Saman and Chris White, who is not here, came up with the concept. Am I getting that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Where did you guys come up with this idea to explore emotional, psychological, and shall we say cosmic consequences of such a unexpected encounter?
Well, I think, you know, when I was first brought into the project, there was a couple of, I think everybody was kind of loosely attached, and then some of them kind of got other projects, and Chris and I kept talking and just having like late night conversations and, you know, existential stuff. And then, you know, I think at that time Trump was running for office, and we're like, what the fuck? Why does everything feel like Twilight Zone right now? And I think, you know, I told him kind of like, I was kind of a fan of, kind of exploring things that scared me that weren't like monsters, but rather like things within us or things that we can't explain that, you know, might have effects on us. And so I think he always loved the idea of alternate dimensions. And I always loved the idea of kind of putting humans through trials. And it was a big fan of like Sphere and, you know, both the Solarises and things like that. And so we just, you know, I kind of came up with a segment that kind of wrote, I guess, you know, kind of wrote a little bit of like a universe that we wanted to explore. And then, I reached out to Dugan and Jeff, who were great friends and great collaborators, and kind of brought them in to kind of explore, you know, their version of this kind of, you know, psychological or experiment. But yeah.
Well, there are three segments in this movie. Lockdown explores a high school being locked down and the stress the four students we are experiencing that through go through. Knockers is about the government getting an idea to send volunteers into a door and see what happens. And Lamage is about a lonely, mostly exiled scientist who works on his own door. And so with lockdown, Jeff, what emotions were you trying to convey the most? Because a lot of it comes across as fear and confusion about self.
Yeah, that's definitely, I mean, it all came from the characters being like young high school students. You know, it's that sort of age where, you know, like you're very insecure. There's a lot of insecurity as about who you are and you know, what's gonna happen in the outside world once you leave school, and all this teenage angst sort of inspired the story of the film. And I think, because Saman was also involved in writing this one, and we knew from the start that we wanted those to be our characters, and that they would open the story, and we sort of discover the doors through their perspective, as they were confined to detention and didn't have their phones or anything else on them to really know what's going on outside in the outside world, and so we sort of discover it through their eyes, and it's sort of like a metaphor, I guess, for how that specific phase in your life is, but in a bubble sort of.
I thought it was interesting because I had assumed they were taking an exam that was being proctored by the teacher who disappeared. And I thought that was a cool parallel, for they open with taking a test and they close with being tested by the door.
That's a cool way of looking at it.
That's cool. Like that. Jeff, you should use that too.
Yeah. You got what I said.
Hey. Yeah. Just redo it. Just redo it with that.
Recorded, so we have permission.
Nice.
Another take.
Nice. I just was impressed by the cinematography, the lighting, how the uncertainty of the lighting echoed their uncertainty of, do we stay, do we go, what's going on, do we find out what's going on, do we just not find out what's going on, because that could be worse. That I really enjoyed that part.
Thanks.
Now, Knockers is very interesting because it, as our radio host says, who thought it was a good idea to ask for volunteers to just go in there and see what happens? Where did that little idea come from?
Well, I think that was like my sort of like horror trope thing, where it's just sort of like the bad idea movie, where it's like everybody goes and does something that's terrible, that like would never be something real, but for whatever reason, that's what makes it entertaining. And I just thought I didn't want to follow like scientists in there, you know. I wanted to fire like I wanted to see like wannabe scientists or people going to school to become one, you know, or trying to get some sort of like, you know, doctorate and has been like floating around, and I wanted to see those kinds of people. So I think, you know, I kind of bought that like there were so many doors that they were running out of people to go and explore the doors, because all of them were different and they're trying to find these kind of patterns. So, you know, I think it was like kind of like building that universe and then kind of going, okay, how much do people need to know about the overarching plans, and how much do we need to just care about this like slice of a moment with these individuals entering the door? So, you know, I think I kind of wrote itself, and then, you know, kind of just, I do a lot of like, just like passing around to my peers and seeing like what gets registered, what doesn't get registered, what I don't want to be registered that's accidentally being registered, you know. and then that's kind of, you know, and the fact that the title's Knockers, you know, we always knew that it was like people are gonna think it's like boobs, you know. I was like, it's okay, I'm just gonna lean into it, you know.
Yep. The double entendre was noted and appreciated for the sophomoric humor that it was intended to be, because you needed a little break. There's a lot going on in this movie. The idea that they're just taking anyone who's curious enough to want to go in because they've been losing scientists, that kind of makes sense, because if you run out of scientists, who's going to be around to help figure this out? So let's just send anybody. Mm-hmm.
People who think they're ready, and I think like it's also like the idea that everybody's being tested. The whole world's being tested, even if it's only these particular people who are going in the door. So like, it's like a very large extension of Jeff's segment, you know. With Jeff's segment, it's like these high schoolers that kind of think they know who they are, and then it gets fucked with. And then it's these adults who think they know what they are, and then they get fucked with, you know what I mean? And so all of them kind of have kind of an identity layer to them and a testing that happens. And, you know, and of course, like Dugan's, it turns into outside the door. Nothing even happens like regarding the door. It becomes all about just the people around it.
Yeah, the your exploration of, I guess, identity and self-perception was played with very, very nicely in there. People figuring out who are they, who could they be, and who they thought they were. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a nice little bit of intentional confusion to lay on the viewer. Mm-hmm. And I really like movies that play with perception and stuff like that. I'm a huge fan of Philip K. Dick, so that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
Now, Dugan's segment, L'Homage, is very, very quiet and introspective. You have this scientist, Jamal, who has found a door, and his scientific curiosity has superseded the rules where people are supposed to call the government, call the officials as soon as a door is found. He's like, no, this is mine. I'm playing with it. What was your approach to Jamal's isolation and his drive to figure out what the door wants?
Well, I think the main, you know, the initial thought was like, what happens if like kind of a lonely prepper, you know, or someone who's kind of isolated from society, just not only geographically, but also in the way that he thinks, becomes friends with the door, you know, like develops a relationship, and not only becomes friends, but figures out a way to like have a conversation. So that was always kind of the intention there, especially because the doors in the first two segments are kind of entering people's thoughts, and we wanted to have this different way of like a back and forth to get to understand the door from this more of like a place of trust. And then of course, once people figure out what's going on, and then you kind of get to watch human nature unfold in a kind of Coen Brothers Shakespearean way, you know.
Was there an intent for having Jamal's door look so different from the other two that we saw?
I think we just wanted to give it a more organic feel, you know, again, like Simon and I talking about, and, you know, for the first, you know, while we were shooting, we didn't know what the door was going to look like. So that was kind of an interesting thing to see how it would fit in that world. But I think the main thing was just kind of separating it from the other doors, but still having that kind of through line throughout the movie, but also bringing a more organic element into it. So.
Cool. Well, this movie is beautifully shot and intentionally confusing, especially when we get to the part where our talk show host, we actually see him, and he's doing his best to, as we find out later, maintain his control so he feels safe, and no one's safe. So
nobody's safe.
There is no control. It's an illusion.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to spoil anything for our listeners, but this is a very intriguing movie. Reminds me a little bit of a compilation, what could be a compilation of Outer Limits episodes more than Twilight Zones. And I thank you for sharing this fever dream
you're welcome
with all of us. Is there a quick place online we can find you guys?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram. That's the only thing I do.
Same.
Dugan O'Neill. You know, and Jeff? I'm sure there's a Friendster account or yeah.
Well, I will find links for you.
Great.
And inflict them upon my listeners so that you guys can connect with them and answer whatever questions they may have about Doors. Thank you so much for your time today.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Summer.
And we'll be back with more Slices Sci-Fi right after this.
Slice of Sci-Fi.
Escape Pod is your destination for the best in modern short science fiction. Our intrepid crew of editors and hosts will bring you fun, thought-provoking, in-flight entertainment every week as the pod careens around the multiverse. In the mood for a classic? We've got Anson Mount, also known as Captain Christopher Pike, reading Theodore Sturgeon. Want something a little more up-to-date? Jennifer R. Donahue's Surveillance Fatigue has you covered in every sense. From classic space opera to intimate character drama, from heroic alien pets waiting for their families to herds of literal Einsteins and the benevolent conspiracy they're hatching, Escape Pod has it all at escapepod.org. So buckle up, because it's story time.
Hi guys, this is Tom Allison, and I play Tree on Killjoys, and you're listening to A Slice of Sci-Fi.
And Doors will be available from Epic Pictures Group on demand on March 23rd, and the DVD and Blu-ray will be available on April 6th. If you are a fan of Twilight Zone, Outer Limits type stories, especially in this anthology format, I think you're going to like Doors. So go check it out if you have the chance. Are you a fan of anthology films, be they science fiction or horror? Do you like the format? Do you want to see more of that kind of storytelling? Let me know. Shoot me an email, summer@sliceofscifi.com, or leave a comment on the website, sliceofscifi.com, or hit me up on Twitter, @sliceofscifi. Let me know your thoughts. You can listen to Slice of Sci-Fi on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, Player FM, and iHeartRadio Podcasts. And if you're listening on Apple or Stitcher, please think about leaving us a rating or a review, because that helps our profile and it also lets people know that you are enjoying the show, and maybe they check it out for themselves, they will too. And you can find more sci-fi and horror entertainment at the website sliceofscifi.com. Come on by, leave a comment on any of the interviews we've done or some of the reviews as well. I'd like to thank everyone who is currently helping support our geeky efforts here. Your donations, your pledges, all help keep everything here online. The websites, the media for the podcasts, everything for Slice of Sci-Fi, for Writers After Dark, for Babylon Podcasts. All of it stays online with your help, and for that I am thankful and grateful. If you'd like to add your support, the place to go is patreon.com/sliceofscifi. Pick a tier, any tier, and you will not only help keep all this online, but you will become eligible to win a perk. Every month I pick an email address out of the hat, and that person gets to choose a Blu-ray, a DVD, a 4K even, and a book, or a book. And from the books that are part of the review materials I get here. And I don't have space enough to keep all of it. So the loyal listeners, fun followers, those who help out, who help keep this online, you guys get first dibs on all the good stuff. So, and if you'd like to support, but a monthly pledge isn't your thing, feel free to use the PayPal link, paypal.me/sci-fi summer. And that'll do it for this episode. Thank you all for listening. and we will be back with more Slice of Sci-Fi next week. Take care.